Democratic Senator Markey joined Pittsfield Mayor Dan Bianchi, Berkshire Chamber of Commerce President Mike Sopranowicz, and other community leaders this afternoon to discuss economic development and public safety. Sopranowicz says the Berkshires region has lost about 4% of its population every year since General Electric left Pittsfield in the 1980s.
Where our workforce over the next 7 or 8 years may shrink about 8,000 or 10,000 people. That's got us concerned.
In June, Markey won a special election to fill the seat left vacant by John Kerry's resignation from the Senate to become U.S. Secretary of State. During his muted Senate campaign, in which Western Massachusetts seemed like an afterthought, Markey has now visited this part of the state twice in a month. Sopranowicz says the Berkshires are suffering from an aging population and a low area birth rate.
It's some of our school districts that face the real possibility of losing about 400 students over the next 4 years, just based on our 0-4 demographic now and our 5-9 demographic that's in our elementary schools. Mm-hmm. If we're starting to lose, 300 and 400 students per school district, that's a lot of funding dollars that go out the window.
Markey says he believes the federal government can partner to find grants to revitalize the William Stanley Business Park that used to house GE.
To reclaim some of its old General Electric properties and to repurpose them into a new manufacturing promise for the 21st century in a way that will attract young people to stay here, to make their lives here, and to make this region very prosperous.
Markey echoed fellow U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren, who said during her trip to Pittsfield earlier in the month that federal transportation aid for a passenger rail system from the Berkshires to New York City is the key to the area's economic development.
All about the economy. It's all about job growth. It's all about putting together a business plan for the 21st century for Western Massachusetts.
While touring the Pittsfield Police Station, Chief Michael Wynn and Mayor Bianchi stressed transportation issues related to area law enforcement and the department's lack of a juvenile detention center.
If they're not eligible for release or bail back to their family, we have to take them to a secure juvenile facility. The closest one is in Westfield. The next closest one is in Fall River. So it's not unusual for us to put a kid in a car, start driving east, check them into a facility, turn around, drive them back from court.
You know, there's just an awful lot of nice aspects of living out here in the Berkshires, but operating, especially for the police, it's a real challenge because of the lack of facilities.
Wynn says the nearly 80-year-old building is outdated, lacking elevators, efficient technology, and space. Markey said he felt like he was on a 1930s movie set version of a police station. Chief Wynn also pointed out major safety issues.
Contemporary cell blocks have pass-throughs for meals, they have pass-throughs for handcuffs. We have to open these doors every time we want to transfer a prisoner. There's a fight every time we want to transfer a prisoner.
Markey left Pittsfield heading for stops in Chicopee, Springfield, and Greenfield. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.